You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to have you here. And question from Lee today. Lee's struggling with the math plans. Every now and again, we do get some frustration, and that is normal. It's a fairly long post that he posted in the forum. Lee says, I'm on the math intermediate plan. Math heart rate 180 minus 50 plus 5, so 135. Garmin chest heart rate monitor. Second math test today. Same course. First math test went okay. The second one, it says, to be honest, given slightly higher average and maximum heart rate in the second test, I'm not convinced there was any improvement. I'm still walking 80 to 90% of the time, and now my resting heart rate is getting slower, is slowly getting higher. I haven't run more than 30 meters at a stretch for the last 8 weeks. In frustration, I ran 500 meters after my test today. My average heart rate was 162 with a max of 170. I feel like I'm losing my fitness. Lee then went on to add, looking back over my runs in the last few weeks, it looks like I occasionally have had a run where my times were better and then days where it doesn't seem to be any progress. My general routine and health has been consistent, so I honestly don't know why I'm so erratic. Perhaps it's perimenopause and hormones. I'm blaming everything else at the moment. I'm happy to see the 12 weeks through, but any advice would be appreciated. Lee is super frustrated. What advice have you got for her with regards to seeing through this math? I mean, we get this question or comments like this quite often.
Yeah, and I think the first, you hit the nail on the head, and I think that's always the first thing, and that is to acknowledge that, Lee, you are not alone. You know, you aren't feeling, you're not the first person to feel these frustrations. And, you know, a few months ago, we did a one of these around Is Math for Everyone.
It was a video. Well, I actually posted it in the link or in the sort of show notes for this. So
go and have a listen to that too, because the reality is that it doesn't always work for everyone. But it's becoming much more clear to me why it doesn't work for everyone. And that is because in the general population, there are, of course, any time you go a fixed number, 180 minus whatever, you're going to struggle. Okay, we have increased Lee by 5 over there. And I would suggest, just from the fact that there's still much more walking than running, that needs to be lifted at least another 5. But really where I'm going with this is that the principle is still a great principle. The principle of using the heart rate to make sure that we train at the right intensity is the right principle, but we need to address each individual. So for me, the way that this is going to work the best for anybody is at the lowest heart rate that we can have that person consistently running. I don't mind a little bit of walking as it drifts too high. If you're getting onto a hill and the heart rate drifts too high and you're forced to walk, that's actually probably means you're getting to the right place. And as soon as you're in the right place, then you are providing enough physiological stimulation that the process goes, but there is low enough stress that we're not going to get injured, we're not going to break down, and we're going to progressively go forward. So in this case scenario, I wouldn't suggest we just plow on and be patient. I think we need to make some more tweaks. It's interesting that she just went and smashed the 500 meters, because that already tells you that at 100, I mean, her maximum heart rate is probably not miles off 180, 185, just looking at or listening to that. But we could, through the forums, we could tweak that and try and figure out either what is her maximum or what is the threshold. And then we set the math at around 80% of threshold. Even 85% is okay, as long as it's a good deal off. And we set the threshold at 75% of what we're fairly confident is the maximum, then this process will really work. So yeah, I I hate it when people are this frustrated. The good news always is this isn't wasted, because although the improvement isn't as consistent as we'd like to see, she has seen runs where it definitely is pulling through. Okay, being perimenopausal means that there are unfortunately days that perhaps the hormones are interfering and causing her to be inconsistent. Interfering is not the right word. But I still think as a principle it'll work well if we just get her into the right place. And my gut tells me the right place is somewhere between 5 and 10 more beats on what she's doing now.
Lee, yeah, hopefully since you've asked that question, we've managed to dial that in the forums. But if there are any follow-ups, please do pop it in the forum as well. And if anybody else is struggling, it's like Lindsay said, it is normal. I say it's normal. You're not alone. It's not that it's normal. You're not alone. So if there is frustration, please do jump in the forum and let's sort of discuss it and see where we can get it sort of really dialed in for you specifically. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.